Jane Wiley says she walked into the discussion on how to set up a hunt and trap system in state parks with her eyes wide open. She's a member of the Natural Resources Board.
We just knew it was going to be a very controversial sort of thing.
But even Wiley, who attended all five public feedback meetings around the state, might have been surprised at the outpouring of public input on Act 168.
We just wanted people to be aware of it and give us some input so we could do the best we can under incredibly difficult circumstances.
More than 2,000 people had something to say by letter, email, phone, or in person. According to DNR records, the vast majority, nearly 96%, registered not liking the plan. Some worry about ecological impacts, others public safety. Linda Adams falls under all of the above. She describes herself as one of many avid skiers who glide the Northern Kettle Moraine.
We believe in getting out there, you know, 12 months out of the year. So losing that amount of time to, you know, the parks that some people, it's their only place to get that outdoor time.
When Adams refers to losing that amount of time, she's talking about the months the DNR would allow hunting and trapping in parks. The season would stretch from mid-October until late May. Adams suggested giving sportsmen a more limited but exclusive hunting season. Her wish did not come true. However, the DNR did make modifications. For example, at Bigfoot Beach Park in Walworth County, the agency reduced the hunting zone by two-thirds and would allow only bow hunting. On popular trails such as in Newport State Park in Door County, the rules would ban hunting on all land sweeping the Lake Michigan shore. After removing acres here and there, the plan preserves 64% of state park and trail land for hunting and trapping enthusiasts. Brian Much says he'd be happier if opening day was September 15th.
But, you know, I know that when we have public lands, we have to share. And part of sharing is that you have to make reasonable and fair accommodations to other people that have an interest in the property.
The Oconomowoc resident describes himself as a trail user as well as a hunter. He's convinced both can operate safely under Wisconsin's new law.
People imagine that as soon as the parks are open that they'll be saturated with hunters. That's not the case. I would venture to say that most people won't even know when hunters or trappers are operating the parks. They're out of view. I mean, why would you hunt where there's other people traffic around? It's not part of the environment that you want to hunt in.
In order to reduce the chances that trail users and hunters accidentally cross paths, the DNR intends to post maps at key locations to indicate what can or cannot occur there. The Natural Resources Board vote on the proposed rules is slated for later today, but it won't come without more debate. At least 60 people have registered to testify. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.